Okay, so this is our first chabura on the topic of Tashbisu. So, right off the bat, right to the pasuk in Sefer Shemos, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tezvav. I was about to say halacha, right? Pasuk Tezvav basically says unequivocally, right? Shivas yamim matzos tochilu. For 7 days on Pesach, you eat matzah. And the key line for our purposes right now, ach biyom arishon tashbisu so'or mibatecha. But on the first day, right, you're supposed to destroy chametz from your house. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrasan avashayiv miYisrael, because there's an Isser Karis associated with the achila of chametz. From Yom Rishon to Yom Shvi, right? If you eat chametz from the first day until the seventh day. Oh. So while the simple interpretation of the pasuk is referring to the first day of Yom Tov, right? So the Gemara on from Dalet Amud Beis to Hayom and Aleph, long, Shaka V'tara here, basically quotes 5 to 6 different Makoros, which prove that the Yom Rishon in question, right, the Yom Rishon in this pasuk is referring not to the first day of Yom Tov, but rather what? When? Right? Erev Pesach, right? Yudalad Nisan, right? So that's just in terms of the Pshat Pesukim. So you have this mitzvah of Tashbisu, which according to all the different Makoros, basically applies on Erev Pesach. But now the question that we have to explore right now is, what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah of Tashbisu? So I would say the simple, approach, right, which we're not going to develop tonight, we'll probably focus more next time. But the simple approach is that, you have a mitzvah in the Torah which says Tashbisu so'or mibatech, which says simply to destroy the chametz in your house. You'd assume that the mitzvah saseh is a kum va'aseh chiyuv, right? A chiyuv upon a person to actively go ahead and destroy the piece of chametz. That would be the simple interpretation of the pasuk, to have that it's a mitzvah aseh, right? B'Torah's kum va'aseh, to go ahead and actively destroy the chametz. But what we're going to develop tonight, which is that there is, right, despite the fact that seems to be the simple interpretation of the pasukim, there are a number of mekoros which suggest a different idea. And this different idea, whether you call it an Isser Aseh or a mitzvah b'shei v'al taisa, either way is saying a completely different idea. That it's not that the Torah is being mechayev a person to actively go ahead and destroy the chametz, but it's rather the Torah is being mechayev a person to make sure that after Zman Yisro, there is no chametz in his rishus. Right, so according to the approach we can develop tonight, we'll call this the first approach just for our purposes, right? The approach of Isser Aseh / V'shei V'al Taisa, which basically says that the Torah is not being mechayev you to actively go ahead and perform an act of destruction. The Torah is rather being mechayev you to ensure that come Shas Yisro, there is no chametz in your rishus. So again, there are different versions, the different ways that the Mefarshim formulate this, either as an Isser Aseh, to say that, right, there is an Isser to have chametz in your rishus post Zman Yisro, which, right, basically it overlaps, right, in addition to the two lavin of Bayar Bay Matzah, you have another additional Isser of the Isser Aseh variety, which asks you to have chametz in your rishus. That's one way they say it. Or the other way they say it is that it's a mitzvah B'shei V'al Taisa to make sure that when Zman Yisro hits, that you have to make sure that B'shei V'al Taisa, you have to ensure that the result of there not being any chametz in your rishus is attained. So again, for the purposes of our sugya, we're not going to, distinguish too much between these two different formulations, between the Isser Aseh and Shei V'al Taisa, because for our purposes, they're basically the same idea, that the Torah is basically telling you to make sure that after that when the Zman Isser hits, that there is no chametz in your rishus, but not being mechayev you to actively destroy the piece of chametz, or any chametz in your rishus. So again, according to either, right, of these versions of the first approach, basically the mitzvah of Tashbisu really overlaps with the Yisurim of Bayar Bayimatzeh. Right, the Yisurim of Bayar Bayimatzeh say you can't have chametz in your rishus. So according to this approach of the Shei V'al Taisa / Isra'asei, the Torah, in essence, through the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is telling you, again, do not have chametz in your rishus. Right? Be it the Isra'asei or a Shei V'al Taisa, they're both basically overlapping with the Lavin of Bayar Bayimatzeh. So now we're going to basically garner a bunch of evidence for this Mechudosh, approach. Again, the Torah is not being mechayev you to actively destroy the chametz, but it's rather being mechayev you to make sure that your rishus does not have any chametz in it. So the first makor for this, which I originally actually did not have in the list, but when I was last night when I was going through the Shach Batari on Dalet Amud Beis, Dayam and Aleph, something hit me, which never hit me before, which again also shows you the power of Torah. You know, each time you look at a sugya, something new can hit you. So again, if you turn to the beginning of the Shach Batari on Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins to cite all the makoros for the Zman of Tashbisu. So I'd like to suggest that if you look, I haven't seen this anywhere, but if you look very carefully at the construct of the Gemara seems to imply, Peterek Pashtos, that Tashbisu is an Isser Aseh, which generates an Isser Shehiyah on Erev Pesach. So let's just look very carefully at the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. Yudadov, would you mind? It's probably one of your favorite Gemaras, right? Yeah. So, starting with Tanan Hassan.
Tanan Hassan. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh V'Sarven Tzvei Chesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tzvon Kol Chamesh V'Sarven Tzvei Chesh.
Right, so what are they both saying?
They both say that basically by the time that the sixth hour rolls around, you have to destroy your Chamesh. And,
right, so these are different, right, they're different versions of the Harchakos Dirabanan. Right, Midrabanan are basically saying that you have to destroy the Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Again, in the different versions in terms of when the Isra Achila Midrabanan applies. But either way, they both agree that you have to have it destroyed by the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Gemara comments.
Right, so, Dukuli Alma Miya Chametz Mishishu Sumala Asar. So everyone seems to agree that chametz from the sixth hour and on
is usur midaraisa.
Yeah,
okay, very important. So what's the context of the Gemara? Right, again, and the Gemara is about to ask for the makor of Tashbisu. But what did the Gemara just say? That it comes right, it emerges from the machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that everyone agrees that midaraisa there's an isur shehiya, right? It's usur to have chametz in your rishos, come chatzos, right? When the end of the sixth hour / the beginning of the seventh hour at the same time hits, when chatzos hits on the Erev Pesach, it's aser to have chametz around. So, right, what does the Gemara just say? The Gemara just characterized the din at hand as an iser shehiya is aser to have chametz around in your rishos, comes man isura. So now the Gemara is going to say, what's our makor for this Isser Shehiya after Zman Yisro? Right? And what's the Gemara now going to bring? Five to six Makaros for what? What are the Makaros the Gemara is going to suggest?
Tashbisu.
So it just hit me when I was doing the Gemara last night. Like, wait a second. If you think about the Gemara, basically the context of the Gemara is that the Gemara is bringing the Makaros of Tashbisu, right? The Makaros that tell you that the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies on Erev Pesach, to establish what? An Isser Shehiya of Chametz La'achar Zman Yisro. So the simple interpretation of the Gemara is that the Gemara is understanding that what the mitzvah of Tashbisu establishes is an Isser. Sounds very much like the Gemara's understanding that what Tashbisu does is it establishes an Isser Aseh of having Chametz in Yerushus La'achar Zman Yisro. Let's spell it out. If like this classical understanding that Tashbisu is mechayev you to do a Maisa Hashpasa. So then what's the connection between a Maisa Hashpasa Bekum Va'aseh and this Isser Shehiya, you know, after Zman Yisro?
Bittul Aseh.
What?
Bittul Aseh.
Correct, but it doesn't sound like that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara sounds like it's saying there's an Isser Shehiya.
Yeah, but every time that you wait, that's...
Okay, right. So, okay, good. So you could be matcha this, and this is the way the other approach will likely be matcha. It's basically saying that it's a chiyuv kumva asay, but every... Which is a chiddush. That every moment that you don't perform that chiyuv kumva asay, right, you're over an Isser, which again is an assumption. That doesn't, right? There are different types of, you know, mitzvahs aseh. Most mitzvahs aseh, you don't have an Isser every single second you delay it. But assuming that there is an Isser every single second you delay, so you could say that that's what the Isser Shehiyah is. But again, that's a dechiyah. But I'm saying, I think the simple reading of the Gemara is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu directly establishes an Isser Shehiyah post Zman Yisro. So the simplest way of connecting that is because the mitzvah Tashbisu itself is an Isser Aseh. So I would say, therefore, the first makor on the list of the Isser Aseh, of this first approach, I would say is the simplest reading of the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. Yudov is right, right? All the other Mefarshim who accept the Kumbhase approach, they have to read this Gemara, and they're going to have to say that although the Tashbisu is a mitzvah Kumbhase, but there's a bittul ase every second, and that ends up creating an Isra ase. But that,
well, actually, yeah. It seems that a lot of the Mefarshim that adopt the Kumbhase approach hold that Balyar Balyamate starts from the sixth hour also.
So, oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, Rashi, Rambam.
Maybe Rambam.
Ramban.
Perhaps, maybe not.
So, at least definitely, well, actually, Marisha holds Rashi doesn't hold that, but Rashi Pashtus, I guess. Right, so if you say within that, you could say that the Isser is Balyar Balyamate.
But that's clearly not what the Gemara is saying.
Why not?
Because the Gemara is asking, what's the makor for this? And it says the makor is Tashbisu.
Right, so I'm saying the connection between Tashbisu and...
That's a very creative read of the Gemara. The Pashas is that okay, what establishes the Isra direct...
I know, but I'm saying at least you could say that within Rashi, seemingly.
Okay, that would be very creative. All I'm saying is that on the list of Isra Asay versus Sheval Taisa, I just think it's the simple reading of the Gemara. I think it's a Ha'ara, because I think the Gemara, on a simple level, is saying, what creates that Isra? Tashbisu. What's the simplest way to connect the dots of Tashbisu to Isser is to say, oh, because Tashbisu itself is an Isser Asrei. I'm not saying that's the only way to read it, but I think that's the simplest read to read, the simplest way to read the Gemara, and therefore the Gemara, I think, belongs on the list of Isser Asrei, at least a simple reading. Yeah.
We just opened up by saying that the Kumasi was the more positive understanding of that.
I thought the Pasuk, I think.
Within the Pasuk, but not within the Makaros.
Yeah, I'm just saying just from the Pasuk itself, which says, and the Pasuk says, Tashbisu Sur Mivatecham, destroy Chametz from your house. So the simplest interpretation of that would be, and if you were to ask someone, you know, off the street, you know, there's a mitzvah Tashbisu, you would say, oh, there's a mitzvah to destroy Chametz. That's all I meant. But I'm saying, you're right, meaning, now you're saying I'm going to associate myself. But I'm saying, from this, from the presentation of Tashbisu, in this Gemara, the simple, I think, interpretation, that's an Isra Asay. Okay, that's Makor number one. The second Makor, which establishes, mitzvah Tashbisu as an Isra Asay / Sheval Taisa, is the Ramban. Right? The Ramban on Dalam Beis. Anyone have the Ramban? Again, Dira Maslu Masha Hikshu. Again, this is back to the Ramban, is in the context of the nature of Bittel. And the Ramban here is trying to defend Rashi from one of the strong Kasha to Tosos. Anyone remember? Do you remember what's the Kasha? Actually, you can just read inside. You see Masha Hikshu Rebbe saying it's here. Right, so what's the Kasha? Just spell it out. This is...
So that was what we asked. That how
could Achal go with
the priests after these
men? Right. So remember, what was, spell it out. Remember, what was Kasha? Remember, this is this Tosin Daf Dalet, right?
It's going to be after 6 hours.
Right.
How so the Tashbisu, if Tashbisu is bitul, then how that
work? Exactly. Right. So the question that Tosos and Dalet Amar Beis asks on Rashi is that, wait a second, Rashi, how can you Rashi say that bitul is mekayim Tashbisu if the zman of Tashbisu is laachar Chatzos on Erev Pesach? So, right, if the Zman of Tashbis was Acher Chatzos, and that's exactly when Bittul doesn't work, then how can you say that Bittul is Tashbis? Right? Seemingly a very simple and very strong Kasha. So how does the Ramban answer that question? Right, so what does he say? What is it not?
If you're going to say, meaning, so the
one
side of
the
has to be
beer.
Beer is also problematic because if it's beer, then you're leaving it over also past 6 hours, and you have to do some sort of...
Right, because it, right, we're talking about the Talmud, right? There's some lag time. It's going to take you a couple minutes at the very least to perform the beer. So during that time, so basically saying it can't be that when the Torah is Mechayev Tashbisu and the Zman of Tashbisu is La'achar Chatzos, it can't be the Torah is telling you to perform the Maisa Biur after them. Because it doesn't make sense, then you're automatic. How can the Torah instruct you to do something which will automatically violate Yisurim, such as Balyar Balyamate, possibly. So Elamat, so what then is the Geder of Tashbisu? It's a very important formulation. Oh, but a very important formulation. It's not just that you have to perform the Biur Lifnei Zmano. That's not what he says.
Has to be burnt or gotten rid of.
Exactly. Right? You could have answered this question two ways. You could have said, oh, right, except Tosas is Hanacha that it's Kumba Ase, but the Zman of the Kumba Ase is Kodem Zman Yisro. You could have said that. That's not the Lashon of the Ramban. Right, the Lashon of the Ramban is, right, it doesn't say, oh, she Tashbis also Kodem Zmano. It doesn't say that. It says, Ella, Sheyehe Mivu'ar o Mivu'tal Bichatzos. So what does he say? He says that, it sounds like he's saying, that the geder of Tashpisu is that you have to create the tots, or that the totsah of muvu'ar or muvutal has to be accomplished by the time that Zman Isser hits. And I think the simplest way of understanding that is that the geder of Tashpisu is not a mitzvah kum va'aseh, you have to do an act, but rather that the geder of Tashpisu is either an Isser Aseh, or say it's probably more like the Sheva Taisa, that when the Zman of Isser arrives, you have to have the Sheva Al Taisa Totsa of it being Mivuar O Mivuta. Yeah.
Not understanding is like not focused up to send here a test. Because according to the test, we're not to come on to this.
100%, yes. We'll get back to that. Tosas Lashitasa, that he's good. Is that your?
Well, the Ramban is saying that this is difficult for Tosas.
So. I mean, the Ramban is saying, so I don't like. Yeah, we'll get there. But yeah, that's like our next hour. But hara number one, right, the most important part of the Ramban, again, is this formulation of She Mivuar O Mivutal Bechatzos, right? Where the, sounds like he's saying that the Geder of Tashpisu is this, sounds like the Sheva Al Taisa Totsa of the Chameh, of your Rishus being rid of Chametz, so that you have that come the Zman Isuro, basically your Chameh, you have no Chametz in your Rishus because all your Chametz is destroyed or Mevutal. So again, the Ramban's Lashon implies that he, right, adopts this, you know, Sheva Taisa approach, that come Zman Isuro, you need to have this Sheva Taisa state of all your Chametz already being destroyed. So again, that's why the Ramban, again, belongs on this list of Sheva Taisa. The other ha'ara in the Ramban is what Ziv was referring to, is that the Ramban's hachreach, or the Ramban's raya, that it can't be, that the geder of Tashpisu is a kumva aseh, whose zman is la'achar yisuro, because the Ramban says, because then you automatically are going to violate in the interim, in that during that lag time. So as Ziv points out, Tosos l'shitasam are not going to be bothered by that kasha. Because Tosos Lashitasim, right, in Chavtesim Abayis, famous Tosos, which says that Masha Chametz Al Manas Levayer doesn't violate, that as long as you're Osek in the Biur, you're not going to violate Bayer Baymatze. So Tosos are going to say, yeah, the mitzvah of Tashpisu is a Kumba Aseh, and the Zman of that Kumba Aseh is La'achar Zman Yisuro. But Tosos are going to say, I'm not worried about violating during the interim period, because as long as you're Osek in the Biur, Masha Chametz Al Manas Levayer ain't over a Levayer Bayer Baymatze. Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like the way the Ramban is learning is that this is a kasha Rashi. The Ramban says, okay, this is not different for Rashi, but the first option isn't good either.
Yeah.
Now that
I mean Tosas' conception of Tashpisu, right, his hanacha, right, his hanacha that Tashpisu is a maisa la'achar zmano is problematic.
So once I don't have option of Rashi, and I don't have the option of Rashi Kibshut, I don't have the option of Tosas Kibshut, I have to come onto this. There's a chodeshtik way of understanding what Tashbisa means.
Correct.
So, even according to Ramban then, if I pull out one of the sanachos, now I still have the option of beer with the Shia not being a problem. So according to this Rashi, I think it's very accessible the last night, Rashi doesn't hold the Shia as a problem. So according
the
to
Shihia,
as long as you're doing it,
as long as perhaps Ba'onis. Remember, in this case, exactly. This is premeditated.
Yeah.
We'll get back to this when we discuss Rashi, right? When Rashi interprets Abaye, right? Rashi interprets Abaye along the lines of this issue, right? Hari Shah Bo Shah Achas. Rashi says the Pshat and Abaye is a stirrup to the Psukim because you know this the same lag time. So Rashi in the sugya understands that in this context where everything's premeditated, where you're in control of the situation, if you purposely leave over your chametz to achar zman isuro, so then you're not going to have the heter of masha chametz al manas levayer. But Tosos l'shitasam will say that no, the heter of masha chametz al manas levayer applies seemingly in all circumstances, and that's how Tosos l'shitasam will be able to learn that yeah, the chiyav tashpisu is kumvase la'achar zmano. And you don't have to worry about violating anything in the interim, because even in Bechi Agavna, you have the heter of Masha Chametz Al Manas Levayer. So far, so good? The other slight ha'arad, and I think this is what King Yudov was referring to before, is that when the Ramban says, Raheach Tziva Levayer Acher Chatzos Valo Bishas Biuro Kfar Avro Lav, how do you guys understand what's being violated? Kfar Avar Alav. Okay, good. We already have a machlokas. Right, so Yudov says it's Bar by Matze. So that's not so pashut because what time period are we talking about?
6 hours.
We're talking about Chatzos. And then we know that's a big machlokas. And the preponderance of Rishonim hold that, no, it's the Bar by Matze. It says Shivas Yamim in the Pasuk. So most Rishonim say, you know, Bar by Matze doesn't kick in until Shivas Yamim, until Yom Tov proper. So you could say, oh, the Ramban is agreeing with Rashi and Daf Dalet and agreeing with that Rambam. You know, possibly the Rambam who holds to this idea. Maybe the Ramban is saying, no, that there is Bar by Matzah even Acher Chatzos. That could be one way of interpreting it. What's the other way of interpreting it? What? Exactly. So the other way to interpret it, which is interesting, yeah, I mean, because again, this is within the Kumva Aseh, right? He hasn't yet transitioned to the Isra Aseh. So this gets back to the Ha'ara before, that the other way to interpret the Ramban is that even if Tashpisu is a Kumva Aseh, the assumption is that that Chi of Kumva Aseh is subject to a like a violation every second that you're Mevatel it. So therefore it could be that the Ramban is saying that even if you're right, Tosos, that it's a mitzvah, that Tashpisu is Kumva Aseh, there's still going to be an Isser for every second that you don't do it, and maybe that's what he's referring to. So again, the two different, that's just an important Ha'ara in the Ramban. Questionable whether the Ramban either that line is assuming that the Bar by Matzah applies, is applicable already at Chatzos at Erev Pesach, or he holds of this Isser Shehiya coming from Tashbisu. Yeah.
Well, we know that
Yeah.
We also know that Tosfos holds is Isser Shehiya. If you do Tashbisu, then you'd be over every second.
Okay, but we'll get back to that. But Petosis himself holds Masha Chameis Almanas Levirus.
If you're not being Almanas
Levirus,
then is it you being Vata? So
we have the precedence. Okay, yeah, 100%. For sure we can say that. I'm going to take your point in a second. It could be, then again, the other way that Tosfos could argue on the Ramban is simply undermining this Hanacha and simply saying that there's no Isser Acher Chatzos. Right? You hear what I'm saying? Right? This question the Ramban asks on Tosfos has a number of assumptions, as Ziva's pointing out. Another assumption that we're pointing out is that there's an Isser Shehiya after Chatzos. But the Ramban is saying, what do you mean? After Chatzos, every second, how can the Torah be telling you to perform a mitzvah of Kumba Aseh Acher Chatzos? Every second that you delay, or that lag time, is necessarily going to be over the Isser Shehiya. So Tosfos can simply respond to that and say, there is no Isser Shehiya. Right? Maybe, for sure it's easy to reject Bali by Matzeh, and perhaps he even rejects an Isser Shehiya from Tashbisu. If he does, then that would be another way for Tosfos to get out of this kasha. Again, you don't need this because Tosfos already has Chavtes. But
then how would he read the nature of the Isser?
And that Dalet and Beis? Yeah, that would be a kasha. I'm not sure. Again, you don't need this for Tosfos because Tosfos already always has Chavtes and Beis in his back pocket. But all I'm pointing out is that another assumption of the Ramban's kasha is that there is an Isser Shehiya at Acher Chatzos. Yeah, Lazar, sorry.
Saying that the right now the Ramban is on the side that it's Kumasa.
In his question.
And use the lashon of Kfar Avar Alav?
Velo Bishas Biuro Kfar Avar Alav.
How can you say that he's talking about being over on Tashbisu? You can try to say lashon of Kfar Avar Alav on a Kumbaseh? Over on a Kumbaseh?
Meaning, if, as we were saying before, that if you hold that the Kumva Aseh generates an Isra Shehiya, at the beginning, I think, you might have missed that, is that it's possible certain mitzvos kumva aseh, any second that you don't do them constitutes like an isser. It like constitutes a bittul, like a bittul.
But shouldn't he be using the lashon of you're being mevatel an aseh and then you're being over? Doesn't over usually have a connotation of something that...
How much?
Now you're being mevatel an kumva aseh, and you're being over aseh.
Again, but if you think, again, we already saw on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis formulates there being an Isser Shehiya Acher Chatzos, which stems from the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's just the way it says, Adikuli Alma, that it's Aser. So we start off the Shir by saying, on a simple level, that sounds like a point in the direction of the Isser Aseh approach tashvisu. The kumva asay mahalach are going to have to say that the iser, that the kumva asay, you know, that the bittel of that generates an iser shehi.
You don't have to say that Ramban's a dochek. Ramban, you could say that the Ramban is talking about the iser of Rabbi Matzah. We're not forced to say that he's talking about an iser asay.
No. But again, that's a bichir. I mean, I'm saying that's a bichir to say that Rabbi Matzah applies achar chatzos. So again, unless the Ramban, all I'm saying is that, like, you would like to have alternatives to sticking that into the Ramban, just because that's a very bichidish that, like, some Rishonim are, like, adamant is, like, false. So again, if there's another raya in the Ramban elsewhere that, like, okay, he for sure adopts that, then fine. If this is your only diuk, so then I, you know, prefer to have an alternative just in case the Ramban, you know, because, you know, it's a little queasy to, like, box the Ramban in and say for sure he holds a bar by Matzah. But, yeah. Okay. So far, just to keep the thing organized in terms of the list of the Isra Asay slash Sheva Atai. So you have the Gemara, the simplest reading of the Gemara on Daf Dalet on base. You have the Ramban. Now moving on to the Ran. So again, this is a Ran that we've seen in the past. Again, what's the Ran's conception? Arya, what's the Ran's conception of Bittel, generally? Of Bittel. How does Bittel work? Believe. What are the mechanics? In terms of the Afra Da'ara versus Hefker general, the Hefker, sorry, put you on the spot, but right, so the Ran, I apologize, right, so the Ran generally adopts, like, the Hefker approach to Bittel. Again, he has his own version of it, that the Giloy Das of Hefker, you know, prevents the Torah from placing in Rishus. Again, he has it, but generally he accepts that it's, you know, within the realm of Hefker. But yet, the Ran also has a Deya that Bittel, right, despite working along the lines of Hefker, he also has a Deya, which says that Bittel's Mekayim Tashbisu. If you recall, he has two Deyos, whether Bittel stems from Barabai Matzeh or whether it stems from the Makor of Tashbisu. And the question that we already, you know, we raise this from the perspective of Bittel, the question is, Alias, wait a second, Bishlama, if Bittel is Afra Da'ara, where you destroy the chametz subjectively, so I can understand why the Bittel Midin Afra Da'ara is a kiyum of Tashbisu, which is about destroying. But if Bittel is Midin Hefker, which basically just relinquishes your ownership of it, so then how in any way is relinquishing your ownership of chametz a kiyum in Tashbisu? Right, so that's the question we raised. And the answer that, again, we saw right the way the Achiezer, you know, understands the Ran, is that if you understand the Ran as holding that the Gedder of Tashbisu is not a Kumvase, right? Because if it was a Kumvase, then a Kumvase destruction of Chametz requires some type of destruction of Chametz, and Bittel Midin Hefker doesn't do that. But if you think that Tashbisu is simply an Isra'ase, which overlaps with Barabai Matzeh, and basically what all the Tashbisu is saying is that make sure that you don't have chametz in your Rishus. So then, even if you do Bittel Midin Hefker, as long as Bittel Midin Hefker obviates there being chametz in your Rishus, so then you can say that Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu in the sense that Bittel prevents you from violating the Isra Asay of Tashbisu. So again, the Ran, again, if you put it together, the Ran who holds that Bittel is Hefker, and yet the Ran has a Deya within that, that Bittel Midin Hefker is able to be Mekayim Tashbisu. At first glance, those two shitos don't seem to align with one another. But again, if you take this Mechudish approach, that Tashbisu is not a Kumva Asay destruction of the Chametz, but is rather just an Isra Asay, a do not have Chametz in your Rishus. So then if you're Mevatel Midin Hefker, which ensures that there's no Chametz in your Rishus, so then Bittel in essence ensures that you don't violate the Isra Asay of Tashbisu. And again, if we quoted the Achiezer a number of times, who when the Achiezer is explaining the Ran, and this day in the Ran that Bittel obviate or is Mekayim Tashbisu, he uses the Lashon Shelo Ya'avor Al Mitzvah Saseh, which again gets back to Elazar's Diuk, that this simple interpretation of Shelo Ya'avor Al Mitzvah Saseh is that you don't violate the Isser of Tashbisu, which again implies that the Ran, again, subscribes to the current approach that Bittel, the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, is an Isra asay. Alright, pretty straightforward? Okay, good. Okay. So now, moving on to the fourth makor within this approach, which is the shita of the Shut Marik. If everyone can, I hope everyone has their makoro sheet. This is a fascinating tshuva of the Marik, which again, many very fascinating lishonos. Like, it's worth each line is gold. And you're right, kama v'kama chidushim. Again, we're going to see the theme throughout this piece in the Ma'arik is that he's clearly understanding that tashbisu is not a kum va'aseh chiv to destroy the item, destroy the chametz, but it's rather this idea, this isser aseh of not having chametz in your rishus. Again, if everyone see the second makor quoted on the second second page of the makor sheets, the shut Ma'arik. Chaim, what do you mind? Oh, so right away, what's his formulation of Tashbisu? In Rishus, right? So again, if you're a Kumba Asei person, you wouldn't formulate Shelo Ye Chametz Bershuso. You would say that you have a Chiyav to destroy the Chametz. So right off the bat, the fact that the Ma'arik formulates Tashbisu, Shelo Yehe Lo Chametz Bershuso, that the Tashbisu is mechayev you not to have chametz in your rishus, so already that's a diuk, you know, that tells you that he's aligning with this, you know, isser asay slash sheva taisa approach. And now he has some more interesting lines. Yeah, continuing on. So that's already interesting. It's even hard to like understand what that means. How do you understand? Iza hashpasa shehi b'vayu b'vayu matze. How do you translate that? I mean, what is the Tashbisu Shehi Bebayo Vayimatze? Like, the Shehi is a little hard to translate.
It's like fixing.
Okay. Right, I guess, what is the Tashbisu which, I guess, either which fixes or which is the other side of the coin of Bayo Vayimatze? We'll see. What was his answer? Havi Omer.
That's right.
Which is also a Chiddush we're going to get to later, that despite thinking that Tashbisu is an Isser Aseh, right? So, right, we'll see this in the analysis of Reb Chaim. Right, the more you focus on the Totsah, or the Isser, of there not being Chametz in your Rishus, the less focus you would think you would be on, right, the method of how you go about getting that result. But yet, Ma'arik, within this idea that it's all about Shelo Yehi Chametz Bershuso, says it's Davka Sreifa. So that's like, we're going to have to get back to that later, how you connect it, right? If it's all about not having chametz in your rishus, so then who cares how you get there? If it's all about an isser, you can't have chametz in your rishus. Well, it's about the totsah of the sheva taisa totsah of not having chametz in your rishus. Who cares how you get there? As long as you get to that result of there not being chametz in your rishus, it seemingly doesn't matter how you get there. And also, Reb Chaim is going to therefore tie the sheet of Hashem Sasa B'chol Davar specifically to this approach. But yet the Ma'arik within this approach says it's Davka Sreifa, which is a big chiddush we'll get back to later. Okay, right. So he says, when there's chametz, you Davka have to do Sreifa. That we'll get back to because that requires explanation. And now that line you just read is very important also. Ukisha Inlo, but if you don't have chametz around, then don't worry that, oh, you weren't Mekayim Tashbisu, because what? Right, there's no better kiyum of Bayo Bay Matze than that. And because he thinks that Tashbisu is just overlapping with Bayo Bay Matze, similarly, there's no better kiyum of Tashbisu to just simply not have chametz in Yerushas. Continue on. Okay. Right. So this is a chiddush we'll get back to. Right, despite... He's basically saying once the Aseh Tashbisu and Bayo Bay Matzah are really two sides of the same coin. They're both about not having chametz in your rishus. So then once they're intrinsically linked, that means there's a nitzik l'aseh. I guess generally when an Aseh, when like we say a lav and an Aseh, like there's nitzik l'aseh, they're connected. So generally a way of highlighting the connection between a lav and an Aseh is by saying, oh, it's a lav hanitzik l'aseh. So we'll point out a problem with this in just a moment. So the Ma'arik is saying, oh, once I'm saying that the Aseh of Tashbisu and Bayo Bay Matzah are two sides of the same coin, that works out well with the Shitos, which say that the Tashbisu is Menatek, the Lav of Bayo Bay Matzah. We'll hold off on that for a second. Now is another very important line. Oh. So again, his formulation of Tashbisu is what?
You shouldn't have it be there.
Right? Once Zman Isser, once Shas, right, Shosh Shviz hits, you can't have chametz in your rishus. Again, nothing about actively destroying it. It's all about not having chametz in your rishus when Zman Isser arrives. right? Along the lines of like the Ramban's formulation that when Zman Isser comes, it should be Muvu'ar or Muvutal. That same idea. Continuing on.
Oh.
So now he tries to connect Sreifa to this. How does he explain? Why is Sreifa like the method of choice? To Oz Eino Nimsa Klal.
Totally different.
Yeah. So he seems to be saying that the best way to accomplish lack of chametz in your rishus is to like obliterate it through Sreifa. We'll come back to that. It's like a chiddush. Because you could say... Yeah.
I think it might be meduic in the fact that Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis says specifically that the time of Zman Bir is the sixth hour, which is Jerabanan. That basically, so because of the fact that the Jerabanan made it that you can't get a knot at that point, it's like it's out of your shoes. Therefore, really, it's like it's as if already at that point, you could argue a son a kasuv kilu b'shuso. And the Rabbanon were able to be attacking how you should get rid of it at that point in order to not be over on Tashbisa.
Not understanding the connection between that and this.
Basically the reason why you have to do Dafka Havara is because of the is specifically a din in the sixth hour because
why is that?
Because the din is that because at that point already there is an inyan of not in your shoes anymore, and therefore you don't really have a right to get rid of it in however way you want in order to not be over on Pa'ayura.
That's connected to the Marik, who says that even though Tashbisu is all about the Totsah, is all about the result of not having chametz in your shoes, you dafka have to like obtain that result through the method of Sreifa. That's like,
well, not that that's the intrinsic nature of Tashbisu, but the fact that you're at a disadvantage once you get to the sixth hour because
He's not talking about post-Zman Yisuro necessarily. He's saying presumably before Shas Yisuro, the way you have to go about obtaining that result of Embo Rishuso Chametz Klal is through the method of Sreifa.
So Rashi might have a sharper, better approach.
Okay, so we'll get to Rashi when we get there. So again, this is a big chiddush of Marek, again, that even though the focus of Tashbisu is the result of not having chametz in Rishus, he cares about the method of getting there, which is a very important chiddush, because generally the two do not go hand in hand, which we'll see from Reb Chaim specifically. Imkain.
Kodam Shiva.
Oh, very important line. When is the kiyum hamitzvah? When are you mekayim tashbisu according to the Marik? What time? I'll give you an example. You burn it an hour and a half before chatzos. Right. So the sreifa is an hour and a half before chatzos, and then chatzos comes an hour and a half later. According to the Marik, when is the kiyum of Tashbisu?
Once he gets Tashbisu.
Exactly. Right? This is another very important nafkamina between the mitzvah kumva asay versus Sheva Taisa. According to the mitzvah kumva asay, the kiyum is when you perform that maisa of Tashbisu. According to the Marik, if it's all about obtaining the results of not having chametz in your shus at Zman Isser, so then the kiyum is only at Zman Isser. Which again, it has other nafkamina. Which is the broader context of the Mavrik happens to be, which I didn't give you, but that's a very important nukuda, another nafkamina which comes out of this of the shita. And now he's going to reference yet another nafkamina. To Atu. It's like it's rhetorical, right? He's saying. I mean, you do or you don't?
You don't.
You don't, exactly. Right? He's saying, like, does it, he's like, even like scoffing at the possibility, like, how are you talking? Like, it would even be, like, possible to say you have to go and buy a piece of chametz in order to. He's like, that's not possible. Right? And he's saying, oh, right, specifically in line with his, you know, approach to Tashmisu, it doesn't make any sense to require you to buy it because it's not about the act of destruction, it's about the totsah of not having chametz in your rishus. Oh, just finish up quickly. Meaning, as long as you don't have chametz in your rishus, you can't have a better form of tashbisu than that. Just like a fascinating just formulation. He says, Afki Rachmana what? Sounds like he's talking about, he's saying, therefore when the Torah formulates Tashbisu, it formulates Tashbisu with the Lashon of Bayo Bay Matzeh. Like, if I would tell you that sentence, you'd be like, okay, you're making a mistake. You just messed up when you talked. Right? What does that mean? You formulated Tashbisu with the Lashon of Bayo Bay Matzeh and not Srefa. But again, because the Ma'arik thinks that Bayera Bayamatzeh and Tashbisu are two sides of the same coin, he can say that line. He can say that, yeah, the Torah formulated the din of Tashbisu through the Isurim of Bayera Bayamatzeh, because both Bayera Bayamatzeh and Tashbisu are all getting to the same point, that there's an Isur of having Chametz in Yerushus, Acher Zman Isurim. So again, each line of this Ma'arik is like screaming out that he's adopting, right, this approach of Isser Aseh slash, you know, Sheva Tais, that it's not about the act of destruction, but it's rather about, you know, ensuring that you have this Totsah of not having Chametz in your Rishus Achar Zman Yisur. So again, let's just quickly, you know, summarize the various points of the Ma'arik. So again, the Ma'arik, right, develops basically clearly adopts this approach that it's all about not having chametz in Yerushus, and basically points out four ramifications / nafkamina of this approach, right? Number one is the intrinsic connection between Tashbisu and Bayera Bayamatzeh, right? Because he thinks that both Tashbisu and Bayera Bayamatzeh are all saying the same thing. They're all establishing that there's an Isser to have chametz in Yerushus. So therefore, he says, according to this Mahalach, we understand why Bayera Bayamatzeh is intrinsically connected to Tashbisu. And that's why throughout the piece, he keeps on, you know, saying that they're two sides of the same coin. That's point number one. Point number two, he says, along the same lines, that this is how we understand why Tashbisu, the mitzvah's asay of Tashbisu, is menatek the lavin of Bayera Bayamatzeh. He says, oh, once they're intrinsically linked, so therefore, just like other, you know, intrinsically linked lavin and essen, there's a, you know, the relationship is the form of a lavin nitek la'asay. But here the problem is, and this is where the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim point out, is that if you think, like this, generally the construct of a lava nitak la'aseh is that the lav is an iser, and then the nitak la'aseh, the aseh, is a way to be metakin the lav. What's the classic, sorry, what's a classic example of a lava nitak la'aseh? Pick anyone. No, sir. Good. Or I was thinking about Gzela, but they're all classic. Good. Right? Right? No, sir. There's an Isser of leaving over, no, sir, or leaving, a carbon, right? Past its man, at the Isser of no, sir. Then comes along the mitzvah of Srefa to say, if you do that, be metaking that lav of no, sir, by burning it. Or, if don't steal, if you steal, you can be metaking that lav by the meshav as Gzela. So in all cases, generally, the way it works is that the lav is the iser, and the aseh is a maisa that you can take to be metaking the iser. So the weird part of the Ma'arik is that once the Ma'arik says that Tashbisu is not a maisa, is not an act to be metaking, but it's rather just another iser which overlaps with the isurim of Bayera Bayamatzeh, so then it's strange that the Ma'arik then says that even though Tashbisu is simply an Isser Aseh, that it's still menatek, the lavin of Bayera Bayamatzeh. In what way is it menatek? In what way is it metaking? It's not about an act of destroying it once you violate Bayera Bayamatzeh. All it is another Isser on top of Bayera Bayamatzeh. And we're going to see that's the way both the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim spell it out. They both are going to say that if you adopt this Isser Aseh approach, so then you specifically, then Tashbisu is not a Nitek La'aseh. But it's strange, the Ma'arik seemingly has a different conception of what Nitek La'aseh is, and therefore says as long as there is a connection, seemingly, between the Lav and the Aseh, even if the Aseh is not of the variety of a Maisa, which is Metakin, the Lav, it still has the status of a Lav and Nitek La'aseh, which would be Pater from Malkus. Again, so this point, the Ma'arik sounds like this point of the Ma'arik is more like a chiddush in his geder of lav anitzek la'aseh, more than anything else. Is that a hint?
Well, I was thinking that maybe it's possible to suggest that that the nature of Tashbisu and Balyira is that you have to you have to basically remove shoe chametz from existence.
You have to what?
You can't, it's not just about removing it from your shoes, right? Ultimately, I mean, you're going to be chayav because of son, the kasukilu reshuso, but it's about more of destroying all shoe chametz from existence. There are a number of ways to do that, which would be either bittul, because you're changing it into offer, havara, because you're causing it to cease to exist, or if you're mechir chametz to goy, so that's mutter, because goy chametz is mutter. But but you can't just make it hefker. You can't just.
Where are you going?
So I'm saying basically that you're not mekayim teshbisu and you're not even out of bali or bali matze unless you actually make the chametz cease to exist.
But doesn't he say that if you don't have chametz in your rishus, there's no need to buy it?
To buy it? No, of course. But I'm saying non-Jewish chametz is mutter. But once you had Jewish ownership, then until that would either revert to a goy or be destroyed in another way, that would become permanently chayef to destruction.
But again, but once the Marik says that Tashbisu is all about not having chametz in your rishus, and therefore if you don't have chametz at all, there's no need to do anything. So it's clear that for the Marek, it's
no,
not...
No, of course, you don't need to do anything.
So I'm not sure how you're connecting them. I'm just asking, why does he consider Tashbisu lav anitzek la'aseh?
Right, because that... Because
you don't need to do a tikkun. Tashbisu is not a tikkun. Right? Tashbisu is not a tikkun. Tashbisu is the iser of having chametz in your rishus. Yes, a way to get out of that iser is by doing all those things that you mentioned. But it doesn't sound like that's, you know, a necessary part of the...
Why do you say it's not a tikkun?
All I'm saying is that, because he basically says, he formulates Tashbisu as Shelo Yeh Lo Chametz Pereshuso. She says, She'in Ikra Mitzvah Ela Shelo Yeh Matzoy Mishiva Ulamala.
Because it's going to be considered in your issues. Asana Kasa Kilo Rishuso.
We're on different pages here.
I'm saying that the idea of your being chayiv midin, the fact that it's in your shoes, is merely a din in asana kasa kilu reshuso, not necessarily a din in it actually being in your shoes.
Okay, maybe we'll, I'm missing something, but we'll continue afterwards. I just don't want to. Sorry. First of all, and then just your hand up.
A little bit of a stira, where at first he says that as long as it's not in your shoes, it's like the biggest kima by must have in chat.
Earlier he says Srefa.
Then he says that, but there is a bigger one, which is Srefa.
Srefa. Yeah, as it is, when I was asking the question, I was wondering maybe the answer to the Nitzik essay will relate to somehow the Srefa part. But I'm still not 100% sure how to square, as you're saying. I mean, but he does, and then he says, In Yikra Mitzvah Elish Lo Yimatsoy Mishiva. Yeah, I'm not sure. It sounds like he's saying that the Geder HaMitzvah is like the Totsah of not having Chametz in your Rishus, but even so, he still thinks that there's an ideal Maisa to get there. Right? That's what he says, Sreifa. So it could be to answer my question, meaning, is that maybe the reason why he can consider it a Nitzik La'aseh is because there is a Maisa component to it. But again, it's not a necessary Maisa component, because if you don't have Chametz, you're fine. It's hard to know exactly. I'm not exactly sure. What to say? No. Priya. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard fully to square his focus on the totsah with the mention of the like preferred method of Sreifa, which again we're gonna discuss a little later. Again, if somehow you're able to get over that, it could be that the resolution to that problem will also solve my question of the Nitzik La'aseh. Because again, if he only thought it was the Totsah of Shelo Yeh Chametz Pereshuso, so then yeah, how can you consider Nitzik La'aseh? But once he mentions that part that the, you know, I don't want to say part of the mitzvah or the ideal way of getting to that Totsah is through the Maisa of Sreifa, so once he has like a preferred Maisa, so perhaps it, you know, perhaps Tashbisu is a Tikkun because of that Maisa. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, please.
Not only that, does he say that the thicker part of the mitzvah is that it shouldn't be there? It says that he uses also in the Chal by Rabbi Mitzvah, God of Wisdom, it sounds like that is the greatest. And then he says that there is another even greater than the greatest.
Oh, that's what you're asking? Just... Yeah. No. No. Okay, so then I would say like this. Is that the greatest is not to have any chametz. Once there is chametz in your rishus, the best way to solve that is by destroying it. Is by burning it. Because the act of burning brings about, you know, the best totsah of all the other methods of destruction. Do you hear what I'm saying? So when there's no chametz at all to speak of, that's ideal. That's level number one. Level number two is, okay, if you have chametz in your rishus, come Erev Pesach. So what's the best course of action at this point? The method of Sreifa, because the act of Sreifa will create the best totsah, which he says, D'oz eino nimsakla, whatever that means. When it's Afer, you know, that's in, you know, that's Oz eino nimsakla, and that's, you know, I guess, the ideal within having chametz, you know, in your rishus. So you hear what I'm saying? The ideals of different situations. Ideal of not having chametz at all, and once there is chametz, the ideal way to solve that is through Sreifa. Okay, let's try to get a little bit more done here. So again, so far we've had Pashas, the Gemara, Dalam and Beis. We've had the Ramban. Then we had the Ran. And then we just had the Marik. And now we're going to get into the last two Mekoros, hopefully for tonight, is Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim. So let's try to do this quickly. So again, the Minchas Chinuch, again, who clears the Shaila and thinks of the Shaila about whether the nature of Tashbis, whether it's a Sheval Taisa or a Kumba Aseh, he thinks it's a Machokis Rishon. So again, we're going to now discuss the Minchas Chinuch's, you know, formulation and discussion of the Sheva Al Taisa, you know, approach, again, which is the first tzad of the Minchas Chinuch. So again, this is Minchas Chinuch mitzvah tes, you know, os aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch, the first tzad that the Minchas Chinuch brings up is what he calls the Sheva Al Taisa. Again, he actually rejects, he doesn't like calling it an Isra Aseh. He prefers calling it a Sheva Al Taisa, which is, again, basically the same idea, but the idea being that you're mechuyev to make sure you have the totsah of not having rishos, not having chametz in your rishos. So again, as long as you have the totsah b'sheva al taisa of not having chametz in your rishos, so then you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu according to the first tzad in the Minchas Chinuch. So I'm just going to quickly read. Anyone have the Minchas Chinuch with them here? Yeah, okay, Ephraim is Talmud Aviyada. Ephraim always has electronic or otherwise. So Minchas Chinuch, starting with, you see, HaMitzvah Sasehu Sheya Chametz Mushpas. You see that? Towards the beginning of that paragraph where he discusses.
Yeah,
slow and clear.
So within Chametz
Mushpas. It's slow, right? This is the first sad, right? HaMitzvah Sasehu Sheya Chametz Mushpas, which means what?
It should be destroyed.
Exactly, right? It's a very result, right? Totsah oriented of it being destroyed.
There's an initial isra that if I don't have it destroyed, then I'll be over.
Right. So again, very much according to this, there's an overlap between Bayar Bay Matzeh and Tashbisu, because they're both saying that you can't have chametz in your rishus. One from a isra standpoint of the law, and the other one from a kiyum, right, Sheva Al Taisa, that you're going to be positively mekayim and aseh when you have that result of not having chametz in your rishus. One more line. Alright, and therefore, if you attain that positive result of not having chametz in your rishus, then you're not going to violate the lav, and you're going to positively be mekayim the asay of tashbisu. So I'd like to quickly run through the seven quick nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch, again, classic Minchas Chinuch fashion, goes through a number of different nafkamina of this approach, right? That if you adopt this Sheva Al Taisa approach, you have the following seven nafkamina. We'll do them quickly. The first one is the most important. The first one is the zman of tashbisu. And for the Minchas Chinuch is crucial. This is the litmus test for the Minchas Chinuch of whether a particular rishon adopts the Sheva Al Taisa approach or the Kumva Aseh approach, is when that rishon thinks the zman of tashbisu is. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if you adopt the Sheva Al Taisa approach, so then you could perform the act of Tashbisu even Lifnei Zmano. Because if it's all about Sheva Al Taisa, so then says the Minchas Chinuch, as long as you attain the result, the Totsah of having chametz mushbas at Zman Yisuro, you can perform that act of destruction, or you can get rid of it even beforehand, because as long as come Zman Yisuro, the chametz is not there, you're good. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, he's very strong on this point, but if it's a mitzvah kum va'aseh that you have, that the Torah is mechayev you to do an act, says the Minchas Chinuch, you never find by any mitzvah kum va'aseh that you can do the act outside of the Zman HaMitzvah. He says, by the mitzvah of Milah. The Zman of Milah is on the eighth day. So you have to do the mitzvah kum va'aseh on the eighth day. So he says, if the Zman of Tashbisu is Acher Chatzos, so then if you think that Tashbisu is a kum va'aseh, then al korchach, you have to be able to perform the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the act of Tashbisu, la'achar chatzos. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you find any Rishonim, as we'll see in a second, such as Rashi and the Rambam, who say that Bittul is Tashbisu, which therefore proves that they think that you can perform the act of Tashbisu, of Bittul, before Zman Yisuro, he says that proves, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Rashi and the Rambam adopt the Sheva Taisa approach. Again, the fact that they allow for you to perform the act of Tashbisu before the Zman, through Bittul, which, as we pointed out before a million times, can only be performed before Chatzos. So he says, Al Korchach, the Rambam and Rashi adopt the Sheva Taisa approach. Again, so the litmus test for the Minchas Chinuch in terms of to ascertain whether a particular Mefarish holds a Sheva Taisa or Kum Va'aseh is when they think the when they think Tashbisu can be performed. If you find any Rishonim who say that Tashbisu can be performed before Zman Yisuro, such as Rashi and the Rambam, when they talk about Bittul being Kaim Tashbisu, Al Korchach they align with the Sheva Taisa approach. We're going to explain later why that analysis is not necessarily Mukhrach, because you can perhaps have a Kum Va'aseh which needs to be done in preparation for Izma. But we'll get back to that. Ephraim?
This is just the Maisa, right? Not the Kiyam?
This is the Maisa, yeah. Exactly. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, because if you hold the Sheva Taisa, you don't really care about the Maisa. And that's why you can do it before the Zman. Right? The reason why the Rambam and Rashi can allow you to perform the Maisa of Bittul before the Zman is because we don't care about the Maisa. All we care about is the Totsah, B'Shev Al Taisa, of that come the Zman, Chametz Mushbas, so therefore it doesn't matter when you perform the Maisa, as long as that Totsah is brought about when the Zman hits, you're good to go.
Because the Kim is not told the Zman?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so that's nafkamina number one. Again, for the Minchas Chinuch, is the most important nafkamina. Now, the other ones should go really quickly. Nafkamina number two is that he says, according to the Sheva Taisa approach, you do not need to purchase chametz in order to burn it, which makes sense, right? If it's all about, is right, along the lines of the Ma'arik, if it's all about having the totsah of not having chametz in your rishos, so then you don't need to buy chametz in order to burn it, because as long as you don't have chametz, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah b'shev ataisa when Zman Yisuro comes and there's no chametz. So again, that's nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three is the issue of yud zehuvim. Right, it's one of the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote this. Right, what's the din of yud zehuvim? Anybody?
That if you steal someone's mitzvah, you should defend
them. Exactly. Right. So he says that only is shayach when you have a mitzvah which is a ma'isa. So then, because the other person performed the ma'isa, so then you took away the guy's mitzvah. But, says Minchas Chinuch, if you adopt the Sheva Taisa approach, so that's going to say that any time the Bailam doesn't have chametz in his rishus, come Chatzos and Erev Pesach, the Bailam is going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it doesn't matter that some other dude, you know, stole the chametz and burnt it. At the end of the day, that guy's not going to be mekayim any mitzvah because there's no kiyum in the Maisa per se. As long as the Bailam has no chametz in his rishus, come Chatzos, there's going to be a kiyum Sheva Taisa. So again, Nafkamina number one is the fact that you can is the kiyum lifnei zmano. Number two is you don't need to purchase the chametz. Number three is there not being a nafkamina of yud zehuvim if someone burns it, you know, steals it from you. Nafkamina number four is mitzvah bav avera. Right, he points out that the concept of mitzvah bav avera, that if you somehow you destroy the chametz and through the act of destruction you violate an avera, he says that would only be a problem with mitzvah bav avera if the mitzvah itself was on the maisa. Because then the Maisa Mitzvah was also Maisa Avera, so that undermines the Maisa Mitzvah. But if it's all about the Totsa, so then the Maisa is just a Hechsher Ba'alma, so therefore, you're right, your Hechsher was Al Yedei Avera, But since the Maisa, since the Kiyum Mitzvah is about the Sheva Taisa result of not having Chametz in your Rishus, it's not going to be a problem that you perform the Maisa of destruction Al Yedei Aver. Now the last couple, again, next Nafka Mina is the Nafka Mina of Nitzikal Essay. This is what I was referring to before, where the Minchas Chinuch says the opposite of the Marik, where he says, oh, according to this approach that it's just a Sheva Taisa, so then Tashpisu and Bayar Bei Matzei are basically overlapping with each other. They're both saying, don't have chametz in your rishus, achar zman yisiru. He says, that's not what a nitzik la'asei is. An asei can only be menatek a lav is when the asei is a maisa, which is metaking the lav. But here, the tashpisu is not a maisa, it's just the sheva taisa result of not having chametz in your rishus, which is overlaps with the lav. So again, nitzik la'asei is not an asei which overlaps with the lav. Nitzik la'asei is only an asei which is mitaking a lav. So says the Minchas Chinuch, if you adopt this sheva taisa approach, there is not going to be, therefore, you know, right, then Bayar Bei Matzei is not going to be a lav hanitzik la'asei of tashbisu. And with that, the Minchas Chinuch explains the big issue within the Rambam. Right? Remember, you put two of these nafka mina together. The Rambam famously holds that you could get malchus for Bayar Bei Matzei, provided that you violate Bayar Bei Matzei al yedei maisa. The question that everyone asks on the Rambam is, wait a second, right? Even if you violate Bayar Bei Matzei al yedei maisa, so okay, there's no patur of lav shema maisa, but what about the patur of lav hanitzak la'asei? That Bayar Bei Matzei is minutak al yedei the asei of tashpisu. But says Minchas Chinuch, we put all the nafka minas together, since the Rambam holds that bittul could be makai, that bittul is a kiyum in tashpisu, which means that you could perform the act of tashpisu lifnei zmano. So Minchas Chinuch says that is machriach, that the Rambam holds that the geder of tashpisu is sheval taisa. He says once the geder for the Rambam of tashpisu is sheval taisa, so then it just the asay of tashpisu just overlaps with Bayar Bei Matzei. It's not mitaking it, and then it's not a lav nitzak la'asei. So says Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam Shitaso, he holds that you can be Mechayev Malkus on Bayar Bei Matzei because it's not a lav nitzak la'asei, because he thinks that the Tashpisu is not a Maisa, which is mitaking the lav, it's just a, the asei is just a Sheval Taisa overlap with the lav. Yeah.
So can we learn that Rashi exclusively holds Tashpisu and Bayar Lav Shinitik La'asei?
Correct, good. Yeah, so that's going to be, we're going to bring that later, that's going to be a kasha on the Minchas Chinuch's analysis. Very good. Last two, you know, nafkamina of the Minchas Chinuch. Number one is Nashim, right? Generally, there's a patur of mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but says Minchas Chinuch, that only applies to mitzvah saseh, which are kumba saseh. But if you have a mitzvah saseh, which is, you know, just a sheva taisa, so then the patur of, you know, Zman Grom is not going to apply to Nashim, so therefore, according to this approach, Nashim would be Mukhuyavos in the Asay of Tashbisu. And the last one is the issue of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, that according to Minchas Chinuch, the Manda Amar of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana only applies to Mitzvahs Bekumba Asay. Right? And it says in Minchas Chinuch, when there's an Asay to perform a Maisa, then you need to perform that Maisa with Kavana, according to the Manda Amar, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. But if it's all about the totzah, so then you don't need kavana, because it's all about the result. And as long as you have that result, you know, as long as that result is there, the person is going to be mekayim the mitzvah, regardless of his kavana. So I wanted to do Reb Chaim also, but it's running a little late, so we'll stop here. Any questions? I'll take questions after. So we'll pick up with Reb Chaim next time, and then we'll move on to the kumvase approach.